1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. There are heat alerts in 21 states from Washington to Florida. Extreme heat has claimed the life of a 10-year-old boy who was hiking this week in Phoenix. New York is doing all it can to ensure the city's celebration tomorrow will be safe.
Officers will be patrolling with drones in the sky, boats in the water. It is a complicated threat picture police are looking at, with concerns about lone offenders turning to violence to make a point, a rise in hate crimes against Jews, and online content that seems to amplify all of it. But with no specific threat, millions of people will be turning skyward here in New York.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Democratic governors met with President Biden, shared their concerns about his debate performance, and say they're standing with him. Human remains have been found in Nashville's Nissan Stadium parking lot. The Mexican government's evacuating sea turtle eggs from beaches as Hurricane Beryl approaches. This is ABC News. Police say a 68-year-old tourist from New Zealand was struck and killed by a car during a March robbery at an upscale mall in Southern California. Rudy Giuliani wants to change the terms of his bankruptcy.
Former President Trump's former personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is asking a New York federal bankruptcy judge to convert his voluntary Chapter 11 bankruptcy to a Chapter 7 proceeding, which would allow him to sell off his assets to pay his debts. The disgraced former New York mayor has already been disbarred and has a $148 million defamation judgment against him, won by two former Georgia election workers who successfully argued Giuliani lied on them. Those creditors and others are opposing Giuliani's efforts at a bankruptcy change. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Herstory in the NHL. The Seattle Kraken hired Jessica Campbell as an assistant coach, making her the first woman to work on the bench of a National Hockey League franchise. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram he knows exactly what he means when Donald Trump remarked about what he called black jobs during last week's debate.
He's talking about black jobs, meaning all the things that blacks can do are manual labor, menial labor. That's what he's doing. That's how he looks at it.
You can hear Earl's entire interview with President Biden Thursday morning between 8 and 10 across the Civic Media Radio Network. The long holiday weekend starts with some long car rides for many in Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
AAA expects we'll set a new record here with 1.6 million people traveling in the Badger State. Remember to check 511. Construction projects are paused across the state, but there may still be lane closures in work zones.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks meet with the media. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks introduced their two new draft picks, Tyler Smith and first-round pick A.J. Johnson, who was asked what's his motivation to play in the NBA.
My family is one of my biggest motivations. I feel like just my obsession of just wanting to be like an unstoppable basketball player. That's like my ultimate motivation every single day.
Some big transactions already in free agency, like Golden State saying goodbye to Klay Thompson, Bucks GM John Horst.
You know, we've seen a couple of those fall so far. There'll be a couple others that fall today. We feel very confident that we'll be able to get the right fits to finish off this roster.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Rockies gained three of their four-game series. Milwaukee winning 4-3 last night, snapping a six-game losing streak at Coors Field. Pat Murphy asked if it's tough for his pitchers playing in mile-high Denver.
Oh, yeah. It's no fun pitching here, that's for sure. But it's about, like, okay, it's part of the league. We got to do it. It's a rule. We got to play them. Got to play them here. We asked to get the games moved, and they wouldn't do it.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies, light west to southwest winds of the overnight, and by sunrise, temperatures in the mid-60s. On the 4th, shower and thunderstorm chances, especially in the afternoon, highs of the lower 80s, and Mother Nature may provide more fireworks for Thursday night. Right now, it's 76.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
John and I wish you a happy extended 4th of July weekend. Whatever you have planned, fireworks, picnics, family get-togethers, enjoy yourself, but celebrate safely. Then join us Monday morning when Johnny's back from vacation.
Weekday morning, 6 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
John, bad King John, shame the throne that he sat on. Not a scruple, not a straw. Cared this monarch for the law. Promises he daily broke. None could trust a word he spoke. So the barons brought a deed down to rushy Runnymede. Magna Carta was at height. Charter of the people's right. Framed and fashioned to correct kings who act with disrespect. And with stern and solemn air, pointing to the parchment there, sign, 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 they said, sign, King John, or resign instead. John, turning pale, ground his teeth and bit his nail, chewed his long mustache, and then ground and bit and chewed again. Plague upon the people, he muttered. What are they to me? Plague upon the barons, too. Here he had another chew. But the barons standing by eyed him with a baleful eye. Not a finger did they lift, not an eyelash did they shift. But with one tremendous roar, even louder than before, sign, 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 they said, sign, King John, or resign instead. It is Bad King John by Eleanor Farjan. This country has been part of an arc of history away from a king. An arc of history that one might argue began even pre-village, with the person who could offer the greatest physical strength and protection against an animal or a neighboring small tribe, and then one who could marshal a military so they could take over neighboring small tribes as well as protect against others, and kill and eventually husband, eventually domesticate the animals. And moving along through millennia and then centuries, towards a time we realized that that degree of physical tyranny was not only necessary, not only less necessary and less necessary, but even destructive if you wanted to be the strongest tribe. Because people really wouldn't want to live in your country or work for your company. People wouldn't want to play your reindeer games. Even if they did, they wouldn't work as hard, they wouldn't live as joyous lives, and once they had some choice, they wouldn't choose that. And so nations were developed. Democracy as an idea. The idea that we are stronger together than we are apart. The idea that maybe we don't need a king. It's okay to have an assigned leader, someone who can make ultimate judgments on things that require ultimate judgment. That is useful. But even that should be limited. Even that should be subject to laws. Even that should be subject to accountability, potentially even punishment. It should be based on a set of principles. Those principles should be interpreted in fealty to the highest notions of that nation. Where are we at now? Where are we at now? We had a bad king. That king was voted out. That king still claims that he wasn't voted out after trying to get his most loyal to him, disloyal to the nation, subjects to overturn the democracy. Not metaphorically, but physically. Going back to the habits of a tribal chieftain of a millennia gone by. To say, ah, these people think me strong. I will use that strength to inflict harm upon my enemies. I will beat my chest. I will be the bad team on the modern Planet of the Apes remake. Where are we now? I think we have a good king now. He's an old king. He's King Jaehaerys from House of Dragons. He has limited his powers. He has not, in fact, imprisoned his enemies. He has recused himself even from deliberations about that potential imprisonment. I want to go to an excellent article in the current Atlantic, I believe came out today. It came out yesterday. It got to me today. It is by Yale law professor Akhil Amar. Law professors are in an interesting position right now because they understand as well or better than anybody the threat that this Supreme Court is posing to democracy and to the nation and to history and to the world. They understand it. But it is their job to teach the law. They maybe should have gone into life as advocates, but the problem is life as an advocate, life as a public advocate, life as an activist can be brutish and hard. It can be solitary. It can be poor. It can be rarely thanked. I wouldn't say thankless, but I would say far too rarely thanked. And lacking in prestige. There are far too few super activists who get famous and can go back to their law school reunion thumping their chest about their great victories. Most of the victories will be local. Most of them will be heard from their Yale Law School classmates. From this, by the way, I can speak from personal experience, not about Yale. The conundrum that law professors find themselves in is how do they teach? How do they be honest about this when we have, for 40, 50 years, really ever since Brown versus Board of Education, been able to be at law schools and be proud on net of jurisprudence, be proud of Dixon versus the United States when nine justices, eight, Rehnquist recused himself. When unanimous justices, I should say, rather than cleaving to the number, including three appointed by Nixon, came together and said, we shall not have a king. We shall have a presidency that is accountable and is a presidency under the law rather than over the law. Akhil Amar says, forget Donald Trump, forget Joe Biden, think instead about the Constitution. What does this document, the supreme law of our land, actually say about lawsuits against ex-presidents? Nothing remotely resembling what Chief Justice John Roberts and five associate justices declared in the disappointing decision, Trump versus the United States. The court's curious and convoluted majority opinion turns the Constitution's text and structure inside out and upside down, saying things that are flatly contradicted by the document's unambiguous letter and obvious spirit. He then gives a hypothetical where David Dealer commits serious drug crimes and then bribes President Jane Jones to pardon him. Under this decision, because it would be viewed an official act, a core function of the presidency to grant pardons. That would be absolutely immune from prosecution. We're not even talking about the extreme cases of what putting one's political enemies in Guantanamo Bay or assassinating them. A more garden variety bribe, if not for a Clarence Thomas Supreme Court opinion, than for a pardon. A garden variety bribe, or maybe not so garden variety, maybe a ranch variety bribe. And not only would it be immune, but evidence about the motivation for that pardon would be inadmissible under the court's decision. And of course, that's the only way you could, in fact, prosecute or investigate such a thing. Do we have a king? We shouldn't.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
202-808-9925. It is Watch Your Language Wednesday. It is Anything Goes Wednesday. It is Patriotism Wednesday.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at CarTalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual, and if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. See, when dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy, organic dog food, and I'm using air quotes, is often cooked at high temperatures. So it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. And something you'll love is you'll save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Again, text Tom to 511-511 right now. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Where'd George go? He's over there. He's asking the producer for snacks. It's all right. Smart dog. Let's go straight to your phone calls. It is the 4th of July tomorrow. We are and will perpetually. In fact, the Supreme Court is appointed for a lifetime term. I want to talk about the Supreme Court for the rest of our lives. It's a lifetime topic. It is perpetual. It can only be toppled by impeachment. And that is a perniciously thin reed upon which to rest our dreams and wishes of accountability. Let's go to Paul from Woodinville, Washington. You're on the air, Paul.
Yeah, Jefferson, the words official act are simply doublespeak.
Okay.
Neither the word official nor the word act appears in the Constitution, believe it or not. So, I mean, obviously any officer of the United States could claim that any act that they commit or undergo while in office is an official act, which cannot be criminal, which is ridiculous. So the question really should be, in other words, and how would they determine what an official act is from an unofficial act? Because they're going to have to, once the lower court decides whether or not, you know, this is an official act or Trump or this is not, the Supreme Court is going to have to say, oh, yes, it is or no, it isn't. But what standard will they use? Well, the standard, the question they should be using is this act within the powers described under the article of their office, in this case, Article 2? Mm-hmm. If we're talking about the president, the test is whether or not the act is within the powers of the office as described by the article therein, whether it be Article 1, Article 2, or Article 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a bunch of doublespeak BS to kind of, you know, double juke, head fake, clear shot to the basket. I mean, this is just, there's nothing to it. It's meaningless because they're going to come back and make the determination based on some question when the lower court says, oh, no, this was not an official act.
Yeah, because no, I hear
they all were official acts.
I hear the argument.
Even crapping his pants at the debate, it could be an official act.
Yeah, no.
So therefore, it cannot be foul.
No, I hear the weakness of the words and the weakness of language generally. And Paul, thank you for the call. There's a phrase the Supreme Court uses in the Trump decision is a core. I think it's core function, and there's a question about. It's arguable is something a core function. What I like about the Akilah Maher analysis is that it concedes there's some things we could imagine being core functions. It doesn't suggest that those are not that those are words that could lack any definition, or that there aren't some easy cases of things that, okay, well, that's clearly more of a core function, that's not, right? The president driving down the street, not on the way to work. Well, that's a good question whether that's an official act or not an official act. The pardon power, clearly that is a core function. Clearly that's an official act. The critique is so cutting to me is that it allows for clearly unlawful official acts, clearly unlawful actions in pursuit of a core function. To be subject to immunity and barred from meaningful investigation because evidence about the motives of those acts, of those functions, of that conduct would not be admissible for prosecutors, that it yields absurdity and cuts against the very text of the Constitution. And even John Roberts in the oral argument essentially made that case, and then the law clerk who wrote the opinion apparently forgot, or John Roberts himself forgot, or the desire to be one of the six rather than be one of the four. This is one of the problems of being a 6-3 majority. You don't want to get left twisting in the wind. He forgot that idea, forgot that internally contradictory point. It's not only how challenging it is to apply language, but even when you apply the language, even if you can understand what words mean, it still doesn't make any sense. Holy mackerel. Let's go to John from, I believe, Michigan.
Hi, Jefferson.
Hey. We're about to go to break. Hold on just a moment. We're going to go to that break, and then we'll be right back with you. Stay tuned, John.
Sounds good.
Phone number here is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. We'll be right back. The Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jeff Smith. Happy 3rd of July. It'll be the 4th tomorrow. How are you celebrating your 4th of July? What are you feeling patriotic about? We're not allowed just to be hopeless. You can be grumpy, but grumpiness should not yield merely freezing. How are you going to unfreeze yourself? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
202-808-9925. That guy says the number each time. He gets it right every single time. He never misses.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Yeah. Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. There are heat alerts in 21 states from Washington to Florida. Extreme heat has claimed the life of a 10-year-old boy who was hiking this week in Phoenix. New York is doing all it can to ensure the city's celebration tomorrow will be safe.
Officers will be patrolling with drones in the sky, boats in the water. It is a complicated threat picture police are looking at, with concerns about lone offenders turning to violence to make a point, a rise in hate crimes against Jews, and online content that seems to amplify all of it. But with no specific threat, millions of people will be turning skyward here in New York.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Democratic governors met with President Biden, shared their concerns about his debate performance, and say they're standing with him. Human remains have been found in Nashville's Nissan Stadium parking lot. The Mexican government's evacuating sea turtle eggs from beaches as Hurricane Beryl approaches. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Calls are ramping up again for money to clean up PFAS pollution in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale reports.
Governor Tony Evers is turning up the pressure on state lawmakers to release $125 million for PFAS pollution cleanup.
It could be released today if the Joint Finance Committee wanted to do that. For some reason, they seem that it, in their world, it is more important for them to make no one accountable for this.
Lawmakers are countering that the governor vetoed their plan to spend that money. I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin is getting $49 million to boost its biohealth industry. Wisconsin aims to create 30,000 biotech jobs and become a global leader in personalized medicine in the next decade. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies, light west to southwest winds of the overnight, and by sunrise, temperatures in the mid-60s. On the 4th, shower and thunderstorm chances, especially in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s, and Mother Nature may provide more fireworks for Thursday night. It's 75 at our studios.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Mino and the Mayor.
I got a text from some friends of mine. They're working for Habitat for Humanity today.
Oh, great.
I might run over there, just put on the tool belt and just kind of midriff shirt, whatever, and just kind of do some work.
Get a little sheen going.
Get a little sheen going for the ladies.
Yeah. The Mino Sheen.
Hey, that would be a good, like, fragrance, like a cologne. Mino Sheen.
What is she looking for?
Hey, Mino-sheen. You smell really good, yeah. Big boy.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is the 4th of July. We are off, but we do have a specially curated best of special for you tomorrow. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The motivation we need to make a really easy decision about the presidential general election. Most states already done their primaries. There are still some question I think might happen at the convention, but ultimately, the general election decision is easy because the court has made it easy. If Donald Trump is reelected, he himself makes it easy. The Dobbs decision overturning Roe versus Wade made the decision easy. Donald Trump's personal conduct, professional conduct, presidential conduct, if you can even call it that, makes it easy. But the court also just makes it easy. That there are two septuagenarians, I believe septuagenarians are 70 plus years old, right? 74 and 75 year old justices, that if Trump is reelected, will probably not do what Ruth Bader Ginsburg did, probably will almost certainly step down, and we'll get somebody 25 years younger than them. And that means that there will be four or five or six conservative justices locked into this court for decades. And what we just saw this year, we're still reeling from Dobbs, we're still reeling from what happened with getting rid of women's right to choose. Reeling from it. What just happened in this past 2 weeks, in the past several days, 48 hours ago, these are going to be gifts, toxic, poisonous, untasteful. Tasteless? No, they'll taste like something. Distasteful, maybe. Gifts that will keep on giving. And they will thud every year, every Supreme Court term, making it worse, until the Supreme Court has changed. And that is not going to happen soon, but it's not going to happen for a long, long, long time unless there is someone elected to the presidency who is not Donald Trump in this coming election. The Supreme Court is enough. And by the way, each of these right-wing justices, not only did they take an oath, but they answered a question during their confirmation hearings in order to get confirmed. Is the president above the law? Justice John Roberts, Amy Coney Barrett, et cetera, said no, the president is not above the law. He is subject to the laws and the statutes and the Constitution. Except until just recently, where they decided he wasn't. Because he's a Republican president. And because they want a unitary executive. And because they're still reeling over Nixon 50 years ago. They're still wanting to make it so that we have, they're still reeling over Alexander Hamilton losing the argument that we should in fact have a king. Hamilton was wrong. Hamilton was wrong. There's been a propagandized, I'm opposed to the musical. It's anti-democracy propaganda. Darn musical. Put it to music. Jeffersonians were right. About questions of democracy, at least. We weren't supposed to have a king. It's good that we didn't. Thank you, George Washington, for not making yourself one. Happy nation's birthday tomorrow. We should be celebrating such things. It is also a day to deride the erosion of such things. And this Supreme Court is eroding those things. This is a Supreme Court that is not worthy of respect. It is not worthy of emotional, intellectual respect or moral respect. It is not even worthy of its own consistent respect and its own jurisprudential philosophy. Textual, my left foot. The very text in the Constitution makes it clear that an impeached president can be subject to legal accountability. It says it right there in the Constitution. And this court twisted its way away from the text of the Constitution so they could protect a Republican president unlike any president we've ever had. Shades of Nixon, shades of Hoover, shades of Warren Harding, who is also deeply corrupt. There's a theme there in terms of political party, by the way. And in order to protect that kind of president, John Roberts even said something in his opinion. He said, oh, we've never had, this is the first time a prosecutor even thought that they could prosecute a president. Well, maybe that's because we haven't had a president like this one. We haven't had a set of acts to put in motion an attempted coup. I'm grumpy. And I love America. John, you're on the air. Thank you for your patience.
Well, so you're welcome there, Jefferson. I've got a marketing plan I've thought about. I decided to throw it out there as an idea generator.
Great.
And it completely bypasses social media. It uses signs, because the message on the sign goes direct to the brain of the viewer. Now, there's little signs and big signs. Little signs, think of lawn signs. And on a lawn sign, there's three rules. It has to be a platform issue, three words or less, and nonpartisan. Just think of a blue lawn sign saying ban assault weapons, and a red lawn sign right next to it saying more assault weapons. You know, it's that simple. It's just putting what we stand for out there where people could see it.
All right. So what I heard you say. So where do we get the sign? I'm liking this idea. So lawn signs that actually move message, not just like name recognition lawn signs, but actually move message. You want three words focused on core platform ideas, and you said, and did you say two? Did you say ban assault weapons? Did you said something else?
Well, on the blue sign, that says Democratic at bottom. Says ban assault weapons, and yeah, right next to it is a red sign with Republican that says more assault weapons.
Oh, on the same lawn. On the same lawn, so you would make it clear the choice.
Right next to each other, right? And just one set of them. You want them to stand out, just to remind people, so when they go to their voting booth and they don't know who to vote for, they feel better about the Dems.
John, serious thing. If you decide to move forward on this, or you find friends who want to move forward on this, I will make a donation to this campaign.
Oh, well, thank you. I think it's going to take some money, yeah, or some organization with some money.
The good news is, here's the thing. So, like, as I try to inspire 1,000 roses to bloom, there's actually a guy in our state who did this in his own neighborhood where he did these lawn sign campaigns. They moved a message, and they were simple. He just did it black words on white background. And one successful one he did was he did these signs that said more homes here, and it was actually a sort of an anti-sprawl campaign, and people would look at it and he would put it in this beautiful, you know, bucolic setting, more homes here, right, and be like, well, why would you want more homes in that bucolic setting, and that got people thinking, and they didn't, and it was actually surprisingly effective. There's a debate around lawn signs. I am pro lawn sign. The nice thing is, it's not that expensive. It takes real time, but if you can borrow a pickup truck, and if you get a couple friends, and you can actually do it without friends. This dude basically did it by himself, and you can do it around a lawn sign printing for like $1,000. Right? And that's money. Not everybody has $1,000, but it's not. I mean, we're talking about a $1 billion presidential race. It's not that kind of money. So it actually be kind of grassroots. And so the idea, the John idea today is think, and if people want to text in or put on the YouTube comments, or you can tweet at me, and I think I'm at Jefferson D. Smith on the what used to be called Twitter, with your three words, keep it civil, sort of three word couplets, right? You know, ban assault weapons or more assault weapons, protect women's choice, make women concubines. I'm not sure what the contra red sign message is. You guys, folks, can help me, but send them on in. John, I love the idea.
Hey, Jefferson, there's one more piece. Can I say it quickly?
Go ahead.
The big signs. Imagine billboard. Big picture of Joe Biden with his big smiling grin on the right side of it. The upper left, it says, thanks, Joe. The bottom left, it says, $35 insulin.
I like the $35 answer. We got 35 seconds, so I want to go to somebody, and I want to go to Diane from Ann Arbor. You got 35 seconds, and if that's not enough, I'll try you again.
Yes, if you want to meet the real Joe Biden, go to on YouTube, Stern. It is Howard Stern's program.
Yeah,
and you will meet the kindest Howard Stern, and he interviewed Joe Biden for a whole hour, and it was 2 months ago. The man is so lucid and clear. You will
good
love
plug.
The man.
I have not seen that interview. Send that out. Get it to us, and we'll try to get it out there. Thank
the man.
You.
YouTube Howard Stern, President Joe Biden.
Diane, good plug.
He is wonderful in that.
Thank you very much.
I don't know how we don't appreciate him.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Thank you, Diane.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
What are you doing 4th of July? Anything fun? 202-808-9925.
Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
This Independence Day, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, WGBW Talk of Green Bay, would like to give thanks and recognize men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy holiday. This message made possible by Dan Reisner and Sons Excavating, serving all your excavating and truck needs with over 40 years experience. Call 920-897-2397 and visit them online today at danreisner.com.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
it clean. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker. I'll tell you that.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
On the 4th of July, I spent it with my dog, and I try to keep him from getting too scared of people lighting off illegal fireworks. The other thing I want to make sure is they're not harmed. They eat well, and they're not harmed. You know something that could be harming them is your dog's food. Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for, and that is cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts can even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. It's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. You don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. And here's more. You can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Be nice to them on the 4th of July when they're getting scared. And I just heard my dog George just shook. He's over there begging our capable, able, loyal producer for snacks. And she said, oh, don't worry, I've only given him 2 potatoes. And then, how about spinach? I don't know how many now, but he is just over there under the desk. He's usually right here, but now he's over there, and he's going to stay over there because he knows where his bread is going to get buttered. And right now, it is getting buttered with potatoes and spinach from an omelet. Holy mackerel, what's going on in this universe? It's a good day. It's a good day for George Bailey, my dog. Let's go to Terry from Ventura, California. You're on the air, Terry?
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking me.
Yeah.
Jeff, 2 days ago, listening to Professor Roosevelt, correct? Roosevelt?
Was that 2 days ago? Yeah, it was just yesterday.
I was thinking 2 days
anyway.
Ago, but whatever. Anyway, my main point is this. Amy Coney Barrett is in the 14th Amendment. Professor Roosevelt reminded us that the first 100 years of our republic, we were pretty much under the sway of slaveholders, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They wrote our Constitution.
Yeah.
And then he said we should celebrate the 14th Amendment. Okay, that jarred my memory, and I just confirmed it by going to some legal sites online. And when Barrett was confirmed, she argued the Federalist Society case that the 14th Amendment is illegal. And can we celebrate? I mean, the 14th Amendment I mean, it's just a piece of paper. I mean, it ushered in Jim Crow and separate but equal, right? Okay, so much for the 14th Amendment. But anyway, my point is this. Research this topic that the Federalist Society would like to declare the 14th Amendment null and void. And their legalistic argument is that it was a post-Civil War amendment and the Southern states had not rejoined the Union, and that, as I recall, okay.
Yeah, I'm losing the thread here, Terry. So help me with the point. Your point is that that now Justice Amy Coney Barrett is against the 14th Amendment, wants to overturn the 14th Amendment. If you want to send me a citation, I'd appreciate that. Are you praising it or damning it? I'm wanting to make sure I'm understanding your point.
I cause it a huge amount of concern that the 14th Amendment is really what gave us a more just America.
Yeah.
And you have the Federalist Society trying to undermine it.
Yeah, for sure.
And they claim that it's not a legal amendment because the South didn't get to vote on it. Okay,
yeah.
Because they were still not admitted to the Union. Do they have a legal point with that? I'm legalistically speaking, okay?
No, the amendment was duly ratified. It's a real amendment. It counts. I am with Professor, and thank you for the call, Terry. I am with Professor Roosevelt, and I was really honored to spend time with him. I really enjoyed that conversation. Followed up with him afterwards. That if we want to celebrate America as a democracy, we got to celebrate Reconstruction. Understand that it is that era also that is helping to bring this era, that the Southernification of the Republican Party, the rising again of the South, is a pretty good way, like what happened in Charlottesville, is a pretty good way to understand what is happening to the Republican Party and American politics. It's a pretty good way to understand the John Birch Society. It's a pretty good way to understand the modern right wing. It's the pretty good way to understand the Donald Trump movement, is the South trying to rise again. Reminder, they weren't only racist, they were traitors. They were the Confederates, and they were on the wrong team, morally, militarily, thankfully. And also just from a standpoint of being Americans. They didn't want to be Americans anymore. They didn't want to be the United States of America. And the root of that thinking, read Democracy in Chains, the root of that thinking is now dominating the reaction to the 14th Amendment, the reaction to Brown versus Board of Education is now dominating the so much of the ascendant right wing. It is a scary, scary thing. When I say we are patriots and we need to be patriots, we need to love the America that won the Civil War. Randy, you got about 30 seconds.
Hi there. Well, I'm not going to be able to finish it off, but the Supreme Court is really and truly a threat to our system of justice and laws. They just don't make any sense. Bette Midler has a video out today that's worth looking at. Going along with she's got a song, If I Only Had a Heart and Only Had a Brain. The second thing I wanted to talk about was, if you remember back when Captain Pike was on Star Trek, all he could do was blink. Biden, if he was in that state, would still be a better president than Trump. Third, people keep wanting to bring somebody new in, and they keep mentioning Gavin Newsom. And Newsom is the worst type of corporate Democrat ever. He removed a person from the water board here in Orange County. You look up an article from Brandon.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more.
Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, the two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwabba.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian and syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm. And I'm joined by host of Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media, our favorite Friday friend, Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.